Mexican voters seem ready to go back to the future in next summer's off-year elections for Congress. Local elections and opinion polls indicate there's a swing back toward the Institutional Revolutionary Party, the PRI, the same one that ruled the country from 1929 to 2000. All the faces in Congress will be new next July because of constitutionally mandated term limits. And as Lauren Madelon reports from Mexico City, the ruling PAN party looks set to lose big.
One sign that this could be the PRI's year was the municipal elections in the state of Quintana Roo on the Yucatan Peninsula at the beginning of the month. The PRI's political machine rolled up 63% of the vote. And a new poll commissioned by the centrist daily, El Universal, lists the PRI as the most popular of Mexico's three major parties. The poll suggests Mexicans have forgiven the party for its legendary corruption and authoritarian, many say dictatorial style, honed over 71 years in power. Alejandro Stuhlman heads a risk analysis firm. He says President Calderón's PAN party is stumbling at the state and local level, while the PRI has advanced popular social programs such as health care, even in states and cities controlled by the PAN.
Local governments have returned to the old practices of the PRI, and the PRI has rightly accused the PAN of being the same as they used to criticize. And the PRI still maintain the ability to forge agreements with society. The PAN, on the other hand, is seen as a party rather very distant to social needs. And that's what the PRI has been able to capitalize on the most.
As has a series of scandals.
These kind of scandals involving corruption have been very bad for our reputation.
Gerardo Priego is a prominent PAN congressman and the former National Party president. He says a string of scandals, including allegations a PAN mayor took part in a politically motivated murder and that another was extorting payoffs from business leaders, have opened the window to a PRI comeback. Priego concedes the PAN has had mixed results against the country's vicious drug cartels and says his party has not delivered on its election pledge to Mexicans to be the party that would create jobs.
We also have to answer why we are not giving them the employment and why we haven't reduced poverty, and until when they're going to be watching heads without bodies in different parts of the country.
The PRI has also achieved national success by brokering deals on reforms to the criminal justice system and the overhaul of Mexico's state-owned petroleum company, Pemex. Without its consent, President Calderón's initiatives on both matters would have been blocked, and some Mexican commentators have labeled the PRI as the country's most progressive party. Mónica Angulo is a political scientist at ITAM, the Autonomous Technological Institute of Mexico, the university that's trained the country's diplomats and politicians, including Felipe Calderón. Angulo refers to the party by its acronym, the PRI.
Instead of voting for PAN politicians that haven't proven themselves to be better than the PRI, there's a part of the electorate that now believes that even though the PRI might be corrupt and sleazy, at least it's a party that knows how to govern.
Much of the party's apparent rise comes from its ability to capitalize on infighting within rival parties. The PRI is also capitalizing on perceptions that it has the experience to guide the country during a period of economic uncertainty and the ruthlessness to win the fight against the drug-driven violence that's claimed more than 7,000 lives over the past 2 years. For The World, I'm Lorne Madelon in Mexico City.